Van Willen's Resource Management Area. Imagine a vista of valleys and fields stretching out below the towering cliffs of the Niagara Escarpment. This large 217-acre property, named after the former chair of the Credit Valley Conservation Board and the mayor of Brampton, offers a variety of recreational opportunities, along with spectacular views of the Niagara Escarpment's Devil's Pulpit area. The Devil's Pulpit is an outcrop of the Dolomite Rock that rises 100 meters above the Credit River Valley. Dolomite rock has high magnesium content, making it more durable and resistant to the ongoing weathering process. This rock takes on the appearance of a pulpit when viewed at the correct angle. Besides this inspiring view, access to three ponds and the Credit River offers you a chance to look for aquatic life, such as fish and invertebrates. Even though all the ponds are a result of flooded gravel pits abandoned around the 1960s, this property is important as a link to other public open spaces up and down the Credit River Valley. The river is managed as a cold water community and supports fish such as brown trout and mottled sculpin. These fish are indicators of a healthy cold water system. Brown trout are fall spawners, and they clear areas in the gravel, known as a red, to lay eggs. Generally, they populate undercut banks and areas with woody material, making them more difficult to catch. With a fishing license, soak up some time along the river and try your hand at catching trout. Just remember to put them back after you have admired them. Warm water wetland communities, consisting of swamps and marshes, cover half of Ken Willens and support populations of sunfish, rock bass, largemouth bass, and pike, along with some minnow species. Remember, only artificial bait can be used, and only single, bulbless hooks are permitted. Rainbow trout are stocked periodically in these areas, but they cannot naturally reproduce in these warm water conditions. These swamps and marshes are significant wetland systems that act as sponges to absorb and clean water while providing essential habitat for wildlife. If you realize that you are standing below red or silver maples and on top of a network of ferns, you will know that you are in a deciduous swamp. You might also stumble across a thicket swamp, which boasts many species of willow and perhaps a bright red woody bush called dogwood, with touch-me-nots and sedges below. Sedges look like grasses, but if you roll the stem between your fingers, you will feel the edges as opposed to the smooth, rounded stem of grasses. The gradual revitalization of one aggregate pit in Ken Willens will establish a more vibrant wetland. This is important, as in southern Ontario, 75% of its original wetlands have been lost. Such projects reverse the impact of draining water, a necessary process for the removal of rocks and minerals. Reclaiming the pits will restore the water table level and contribute to the success of surrounding wetlands and floodplain. After you've explored the waterways thoroughly, put on a good pair of hiking boots and take to the trails that connect you to local plants and animals in the area. The popular Caledon Trailway can be easily accessed through Ken Willens. This 36-kilometer long rail trail has endpoints at Terracotta and just north of Palgrave. This rail line was built in the 1870s by the Hamilton and Northwestern Railway and was later added to the Canadian National Railway, to be discontinued in the 1980s. The Bruce Trail also winds through this area and can be accessed for longer excursions. These trails loop through meadow and woodland communities where you might find the bright black and yellow summer plumage of the male American goldfinch. These birds breed late in the season, in June or July, in fields and orchard habitat. As you're walking through these areas, look for a bird that flies with a dip and keep your ears tuned for the potato chip call of the goldfinch. Along these trails, you will also pass by many common field plants, including Queen Anne's lace, goldenrod, and milkweed. Take a close look at Queen Anne's lace, a non-native plant, boasting frilly white flowers that is originally from Europe. Queen Anne's lace often has a single dark purple flower in the middle, and some stories suggest that its name is from when Queen Anne pricked her finger while making lace, representing the dark flower in the center. This plant is also called wild carrot, as the root is most edible in spring and smells and tastes like carrots. Goldenrod and milkweed are both native species and provide essential food and habitat for other native species. For example, the monarch caterpillar depends solely on the milkweed plant for food, and this somewhat poisonous milk in the plant helps to protect the monarch from predators. Help to protect your conservation areas by making sure that seeds stuck to your shoes or clothes are not introduced into other areas, and plant only native species in your garden. Some seasonal activities include wandering over to the orchard area, where you will be dazzled by apple blossoms on a remaining apple orchard. This orchard links to the area's agricultural past, lands which are now beginning to change. Slowly, this area and surrounding landscape is experiencing ecological succession, a process whereby one community is replaced by another community until a stable community is reached. Eventually, these fields will be populated with trees and new forests will emerge. So grab a picnic lunch, a fishing pole, and some binoculars, and discover an area that stretches under the Niagara Escarpment. Take some time to explore the diversity of trails and experience nature's highlights that can be found in your bigger backyard.